What about the issue of sort of the next research question in the adjuvant setting? There was a lot of interest in the past about this issue of using combined biologic therapies. I think the NSABP was seriously thinking about it. And now, of course, everybody's rethinking that with these data that you refer to. What are some of the research questions in the adjuvant situation that are being discussed and you think maybe are going to get pursued?
Mm-hmm. In the adjuvant setting, things are sort of on a holding point waiting for the results of C08, the NSABP trial that looked at FOLFOX with or without bevacizumab. There is some thought there may be results as early as next year or the following year that will come out about that trial. If that trial shows a benefit to the use of bevacizumab, then it would likely mean that FOLFOX and bevacizumab would become the new standard arm. The concern is, how do you build on that? What more do you do? The other approach, obviously, is the current NCCTG trial, N0147, that's looking at FOLFOX with or without cetuximab. That trial is still accruing patients. It likely won't complete accrual until next fall, and then it'd be potentially 2 years beyond that before we have results. So in the meantime, there isn't a real good sense of direction. Where do we go? What do we add to the current chemotherapy regimens to try to make them work better in the adjuvant setting? One thought is, well, we have this period where we're waiting for the results from C08 and N0147. Maybe we should be looking at duration questions and looking at 6 months versus 3 months. There is some effort to do this in Europe. There's several smaller trials going on in different places in Europe. None of them are adequately powered currently to answer the question. Given that, there's some thought about trying to do a pooled analysis to bring the results of these trials together and really answer the question, do we truly have to give 6 months of chemotherapy or is three adequate? There's some other approaches that are being considered using things such as COX-2 inhibitor along with chemotherapy to try to make the chemotherapy work better. But all of these are, except for the duration questions in Europe, at least in the U.S., are still in early discussion phases.